The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners, dear Muslim especially, dear Shia Muslim all around the world, salam and peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio in a special occasion. Yes, today is an auspicious Eid. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him. So congratulations to all dear Shia Muslims, and I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special.
Rabbi علي عليه علي ابن أبي طالب صلوات ربي عليه فاطمة الزهراء صلوات ربي عليها والحسن والحسين صلوات ربي عليهم زين العابدين صلوات ربي عليه والأئمة المعصومين صلوات ربي عليهم
يا مستمعين النظام صلوا على البدر التمام محمد
صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Today Monday is the first of the month of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Thousands of congratulations because Shia world celebrates Imam al-Baghir birth anniversary.
الذي أظهر الدين إظهارا وكان للإسلام منارا الصادع بالحق والناطق بالصدق وباقر العلم بقرا وناشره نشرا النور الباهر والقمر الزاهر وال العلم الظاهر الإمام محمد بن علي الباقر عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام.
Imam al-Baghir, born in Medina on February 13, 677 AD, he became the Imam after his father, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him. Imam al-Baghir alayhi salam made a great scientific that reached its peak at the time of his son Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. His narrations in religion, the conduct of the Prophet, Quran sciences, moral conduct, and manner are more than what is remained from the children of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them. Thus, during his imamate, a great step was taken toward the organization of Shia thought in different fields, including ethics, jurisprudence, theology, and exegesis of the Holy Quran. The teachings of Imam Muhammad al-Baghir come from a period in history when discussion on religious doctrine was at the center of the intellectual life of the Muslim community, including its political life. It had not yet become an academic preserve of professional theologians. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we offer our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him.
Jabr ibn Abdullah al-Ansari was one of the most distinguished companions of the Holy Prophet. Historians note that he was among the early Muslims who had pledged allegiance to the Prophet in the second pledge at Al-Aqaba. He participated in many of the battles during the lifetime of the Prophet and had also emerged as one of the most learned companions. Jabir was the last surviving companion of the Prophet, and he was a man who possessed deep reverence for the family of the Prophet. According to a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in his last days, Jabir would sit in the masjid of the Prophet, wearing a black turban, and call out, Ya Baqir al-Ilm, Ya Baqir al-Ilm, O the one who splits knowledge, O the one who splits knowledge. Thinking that he had become senile, the people of Medina would ask, O Jabir, are you hallucinating? Have you become delirious? Jabir would always maintain his composure and simply reply, No, by God, I am not. I am of sound mind. The Prophet ﷺ once told me, O Jabir, إِنَّكَ سَتُدْرِكُ رَجُلًا مِنِّي إِسْمُهُ إِسْمِي وشمائله شمائلي يبقر العلم بقرا. أو جابر, one day you will meet a man from my progeny whose name is my name and whose conduct resembles my conduct, and he will split open knowledge.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا, أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة. فيك السرور والهنا, حمدا لك يا ربنا. عيد سعيد, let's enjoy this happy day. عيد مبارك, come on let's celebrate.
Knowing a little about his name, his grandfather, Allah's apostle, may Allah bless him and his family, named him Muhammad. He also gave him the kunya of Al-Baqir. That was 10 years before Al-Baqir was born. That was among the Prophet's prophecies, as some researchers said. The Prophet knew from the unseen that his grandson would do such as proclaiming knowledge among his community. Thus he gave good news to his community about him. He also sent him his greetings through the great companion of the Prophet, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. The historians and biographers of the Imam have unanimously agreed on that he was given the nickname of Al-Baqir because he split open the knowledge. Namely, he studied knowledge in detail, thus he understood its origin and its hidden branches. This is today's special, which congrats the birthday anniversary of Shia's fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir, peace be upon him. باقر علوم الأولين والآخرين, قد سماك الرسول باقر يا ابن البتول, قد سماك الرسول باقر يا ابن البتول. يا حبيب قلوب المؤمنين, يا حبيب قلوب المؤمنين. باقر features of the Imam, peace be on him, represented the solemnity and the prestige of the Prophet. Everybody respected and admired him. For example, the jurist of the people of Basra in Iraq nowadays met him. Still, his heart trembled because of the Imam's solemnity. Thus, he said to him, I sit before the jurist, and my heart does not tremble because of them, as it does because of you. The Imam was the rest of Allah in his earth. Allah bestowed solemnity and prestige on his friends and his lovers. Their qualities appeared in the Imam's character. Among those who admired Imam's solemnity was the Moroccan poet who described the Imam saying, O you who was the son of him by whose tongue and eloquence people were guided and the revelation was sent down. The book talks about his outstanding merits. The Torah and the Bible announce his coming. Were it not for the occasion of the revelation after Muhammad, we would say Muhammad was the alternative to his grandfather. He was similar to him in outstanding merit, but Gabriel did not bring him a message. The historians reported that nobody saw the Imam, peace be on him, laughing loudly. When he laughed, he said, O Allah, do not detest me. Indeed, he refrained from all that which contradicts solemnity and high character. Among his prominent qualities was that he always praised Allah.
The days came and went, but there was no sign of this blessed descendant of the Prophet. Until one day, Jabir was walking through the alleyways of Medina where some young boys had gathered. One of the young boys intrigued Jabir so much so that he decided to strike up a conversation with him. Jabir asked him to come forward and then asked him to walk a few steps back. "I swear by the one in whose hand is my life, your mannerism is like the mannerism of the messenger of God," Jabir exclaimed. "What is your name?" Jabir asked. "My name is Muhammad, the son of Ali, the son of Hussein." Having finally met the boy he had been searching for all these years, Jabir embraced him and kissed his forehead in adoration. He leaned in and whispered, "Ya Muhammad, inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi yuqri'uka as-salam." "O Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, your great-grandfather, conveys his salam to you." Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam smiled and replied, "Ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi afdal as-salam, wa alayka ya Jabir bima ablaght as-salam." "Peace be upon the messenger of Allah and upon you too, O Jabir, for delivering this message." Jabir spent his remaining days in the holy city of Medina. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam would visit him from time to time, and Jabir, despite his old age, was always keen on learning from the young man who was described by the Prophet as the one who splits knowledge. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Congratulations on today's Eid, the birthday anniversary of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, peace be upon him, and fi amanillah.
Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha
Food for thought.
Salam everybody, and congratulations on the auspicious birth anniversary of Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him. Today is the blessed day of the start of the sacred month of Rajab, and let us hear what the Prophet of Islam's 5th infallible successor has said regarding the keys to faith. O Jabir, the first beings that God created were Muhammad and his family, the rightly guided ones and the guides. These were shadows of light, luminous bodies without spirits. They were strengthened by the Holy Spirit or Ruhul Qudus, through which Muhammad and his family worshipped God. For that reason, he created them forbearing, learned, endowed with filial piety and pure. They worshipped God through prayer, fasting, prostrating themselves, enumerating his names, and pronouncing Allahu Akbar.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations and benedictions to our most honorable listeners and audience on this most auspicious day, which is the birthday of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Here on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from his son, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of Imam Baqir. So Imam Sadiq, in this hadith, he narrates some of the virtues of his father. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "My father was one who remembered Allah a lot." This is one of the important virtues of the believer, the remembrance of Allah, the zikr of Allah. And this is something that Imam Baqir, he used to do quite often and frequently. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "When I walked with him, he would be in constant remembrance of Allah." This is also a very beautiful hadith in the sense that it kind of elucidates and clarifies the manner in which the A'imma alayhim as-salam, they trained and educated their children. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when he was walking with his child, Imam Sadiq, he was busy reciting the zikr and the remembrance of Allah, practically teaching his son, you know, how to be a good servant of Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "When I ate food with him, he would be in constant remembrance of Allah. He would be speaking to people, but that did not preoccupy him from remembering Allah. I would notice his tongue stick to his palate, uttering, 'There is no God but Allah.'" Right? So the Imam, in his daily activities, speaking with people, eating food, walking with his children, he would be remembering Allah, reciting the zikr of Allah, reciting La ilaha illallah, right? The very the formula of Islam, right? So this is a virtue that Imam Muhammad Baqir had. "He used to gather us and command us to remember Allah until the sun rose," right? You know, not only did he himself set a practical example for his children, but he also instructed them to do the same. Right? "And he would command whoever could read from among us to read the Quran." Right? If, you know, there was children who could read the Quran, he would say, "Read the Quran." And if there was some who couldn't, and whoever could not, the Imam says, he would instruct us to remember Allah, simply remember Allah. Right? Remembrance of Allah. The remembrance of Allah is the antithesis of ghaflat, or the forgetfulness of Allah, which is one of the central vices in the myriad of vices, which lead to man's damnation and otherworldly wretchedness. Right? This ghaflat, or this forgetfulness of God, is one of those vices. You know, it gives birth to the other vices, right? So in order to avoid that, we should remember Allah, right? Thereby omitting this forgetfulness and avoiding the fall into the pitfall of the various vices which lead to our spiritual damnation. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Baqir alayhi salam in the words of his son, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School. So, today I'm really happy to inform you that again, alhamdulillah, we have some of the students of Sevier International School here with us in this Quranic session. Inshallah, we'll be here with you with another Quranic session. Before we start, I really say salam from the depth of my heart to all our brothers here, and I really welcome you all. Salam, how are you? Fine, Fawad?
Yes, sir.
Hussein, Hassan?
Yes, sir.
Fine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we will be working on Ayah 257 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Previous session, we talked about Ayah 256. Today, inshallah, Ayah 257 of Surah Al-Baqarah on chapter 3, page 43. Brothers and sisters, please hold your Quran, turn to page 43. So, before we start, Fawad, Hassan and Hussein, we all will listen to the recitation, then we'll continue our class.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum minadh dhulumati ilan nur. والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
Nice recitation. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, I will recite once, okay? Make sure you listen carefully and repeat, all right?
Yes.
Our brothers and sisters will also, inshallah, practice. So, let's go on.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور
الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور
والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات
والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات
أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون
أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله So Allah is for sure ولي الذين آمنوا Allah is for sure what? The guardian, the protector Okay? The protector of the faithful people Okay, so what does Allah Almighty do? Allah Almighty, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ Well, bring the faithful people, bring them out of مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ out of darkness, and will lead them, will guide them into light, into nur. Okay, this is what Allah Almighty does. So will take us out of what? Out of darkness, and will show us the right and the right path and the path of guidance, the true path. All right. يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. Now, والذين كفروا and those who are not faithful, those who are faithless, who is their guardian, who is their protector, who is their guider. أولياؤهم الطاغوت The evils, the rebels, will be their protector, their guardian, okay? Their guideline, alright? Their guide. So what does their guide do to them, to those who are faithless, to Allah Almighty? The guide will يخرجونهم will take them out of what? من النور يخرجهم من النور will take them out of light, out of guidance, and put them and lead them to darkness. من النور إلى الظلمة, just the opposite. So, what happens to them? Those who accept the rebellions or the evils as their guardian, as their lord, those who accept, okay? What happens to them? أولئك أصحاب النار. They will be in the hellfire, okay? They will be in the hellfire. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ They will be there forever, eternity. Because they have accepted other than Allah Almighty. Yes? So, that is the future of someone who doesn't believe in Allah Almighty. It doesn't mean, look, it is after that ayah. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ Okay? The guidance was clear, yes? So, if the guidance is clear, they do not accept, of course, they will go to hell. Because that's what they deserve, right? So guys, may inshallah you refer to the Tafasir book for more information, but remember that whoever is with Allah Almighty will be in guidance, will be in the true path, will have the light in their heart, okay? And whoever doesn't believe in Allah Almighty, which is a fact, which is and kind of, we can't deny it, okay? A wise person cannot deny it. So, remember that those who accept evils as their Lord, their future is that. أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. So, refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more information. Now, we will move on with the Tajweed rules.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, the very first important tajweed rule here to be mentioned is the letter lam in the word Allah or the word Allahumma. We had this rule, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The word, the letter lam is sometimes pronounced heavily. Yes? It is a temporary, heavy, temporary?
Light.
Sometimes it is pronounced lightly, sometimes heavily. What do we mean by pronouncing it lightly? It means we pronounce it with an a sound. La. But pronouncing it with a heavy sound, we mean la. 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 Okay, so there are two cases then. First case, let's talk about how or when we pronounce it heavily. Hussein, do you know it?
Yes.
Okay, help our brothers and sisters.
When kasra come before it, it is pronounced lightly. But when lamma and fatha come, it is pronounced heavily.
That's it, Fawad, yes? When you have a fatha before the word Allah, any word that ends with a fatha or ends with a dhamma, fatha or dhamma, these two, okay? Fatha or dhamma. You have a fatha sound before the word Allah, or you have a letter that has a fatha or a dhamma on the top, and then we have the word Allah or Allahumma, remember that. When you join them, all right? When you join them, the word Allah is pronounced with a... The letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound. Allah. Allah. Now, we don't have any other letter before the word Allah, do we have?
No.
We got a hamzatul wasl. And the word Allah has a lam. A hamzatul wasl and lam. We had a rule that always you have hamzatul wasl and lam. Whenever you have hamzatul wasl and lam, al. Right? So here, hamzatul wasl has a fatha. You assign it with the fatha, yes? Because you're starting from this. You start reciting from this word, yes? You assign hamzatul wasl with
the fatha.
Fatha. So, of course, we have a fatha then.
Yes.
Because hamzatul wasl is sakin. You cannot start from a word which has a sakin letter in the beginning. So you put a fatha on the top. That's the rule, okay? Al-Ard, Al-Sama, Al-Hamd, Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim. That's the rule. So when you have a fatha sound, yes. So of course the rule is applied then. The lam in the word Allah will be pronounced with a heavy sound. La. So that's why we pronounce it this way. Allahu. Allahu. Not Allahu. Not Allahu. Okay? Allahu. And when we have a kasra sound before, of course you pronounce it with an a sound. La. Bismillah, a'udhu billah. You don't say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, right? Fawad, you got it?
Yes.
Okay. Hassan, you got it?
Yes.
Good. Now, the next rule, amanu yukhrij alladhina, pronounce the letter dhal correctly, minadh dhulumat, the letter dha correctly, and taghut ta correctly. And next one, there is no other important letter because all are easy. Sad, ha, ha, these things. Now, guys, yukhrijuhum. Fawad knows this rule very well. Yukhrijuhum, mim sakin, right? Plus, minal dhulumat, starts with mim. Mim sakin plus mim.
Idgham mithlain.
Idgham mithlain. Idgham of, or merging of, the two identical
letters.
So you do what? You merge them. The merging comes this way. you pronounce it with two counts. يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. Right? Two counts. That's it. صلاة on the top of the word نور. Hassan says this. Hassan, what does it say?
Wasl is better too.
Oh, wasl is better than? Waqf. Yes. If you stop here, it's okay. If you continue, it's okay. But if you continue, it's better. Yes? You can stop, but it's better to continue. So, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا we got an U sound. On the top of U sound, wow mad, we have a mad. Why? Because there is a Hamza after that. So Hamza and wow mad, are they in the same word?
No.
No. كَفَرُوا. So they are not in the same word. Wow and Hamza are not in the same word. So the mad is not wajib. It is jaiz, which means if you want, stretch the sound for 6 counts, 5 counts. If you don't want, do not stretch. So, Hussein, read it once. Do not stretch the mad of kafaru. But 1 second. Awliya. The mad on the word awliya, is that wajib?
No.
It's not wajib.
Because awliya is another word. And
Uhum is another word. What is the meaning of uhum?
There are two words which are compound.
Awliya, it's a compound word. Awliya uhum.
Yes.
Two words are there. Awliya uhum. Two words. It's a compound word.
But Hamza is in awliya.
Yeah, Hamza is with the word awliya.
Yes.
So, awliya is the plural form of wali. Awliya. So
it's wajib.
So it's wajib. Yes, stretch it for 6 counts. أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ. Make sure to pronounce it with an A sound. طَاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ. Again, إِدْغَامُ اثْنَيْنِ مِنَ النُّورِ. نُون مُشَدَّد. مِنَ النُّورِ. إِدْغَامُ with غُنَّة, with nasal sound. إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. قَلَا tells you. Hassan. قَلَا tells you. Waqf is better than wasl, just the opposite. Ulaika, we said mad is wajib. We had this a lot. Ashabun nar hum fiha, ashabun nar hum fiha khalidun. That's all about the tajweed rules in this ayah. We had a short explanation, but make sure inshallah you refer to the tafsir book and also practice the tajweed rules with us. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll be here next session, yes? Let's recommend our brothers and sisters who have been with us listening to IRIB English Radio. Please stay with us in the coming sessions. We'll be here with you every day with a Quranic session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International School. That's it. See you next time. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
Illallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, As'aluka bihaqqika wa qudsika wa azami sifatika wa asma'ik An taj'al awqati min al-layli wal-nahari bidhikrika ma'mura بخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولا حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا
To listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab. My Lord, My Lord, My Lord. As'aluka bihaqqika wa qudsika wa a'zami sifatika wa asma'ik. I ask you by your truth, your holiness, and the greatness of your attributes and names. An taj'ala awqati min al-layli wa an-nahar bidhikrika ma'mura. That you make my times in night and day inhabited by your remembrance. وَبِخِدْمَتِكَ مَوْصُولَةً And joined to your service. وَأَعْمَالِ عِنْدَكَ مَقْبُولَةً And make my acts acceptable to you. حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَعْمَالِي وَأَوْرَادِي كُلُّهَا وِرْدًا وَاحِدًا وَحَالِي فِي خِدْمَتِكَ سَرْمَدًا So that my acts and my prayers may all be a single litany and my occupation with your service everlasting. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Man Alayhi Mu'awwali, Ya Man Ilayhi Shakawtu Ahwali. O my Master, O He upon whom I depend, O He to whom I complain of my states. In this regard, we were discussing the concept of sincerity as one of the conditions of acceptance of our deeds. If we want to pray to the Almighty Allah, to make our deeds acceptable to Him, وَأَعْمَالِي عِنْدَكَ مَقْبُولَةً O Allah, make my acts acceptable to you. We need to be aware of the conditions, prerequisites of acceptance of our deeds. One of the most important things in this is the concept of sincerity. And the concept of sincerity further subcategorizes into sincerity for anything related to the Almighty Allah, specifically sincerity in love of Allah. The Holy Quran says that this is an important thing because it is the requisite of faith. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ The faithful have a more ardent love for Allah. Now, the reference to the heart in this narration of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, قَلْبْ حَرَمُ اللَّهِ The heart is the sanctuary of Allah, is precise. It is really significant because a sanctuary is something which is guarded by other things. It is a guarded area. It is closed upon every stranger. Its inhabitants are not harmed, nor do they experience any fear. It is a sanctuary. It is haram. No stranger is allowed to enter. So, heart is the secured sanctuary of Allah. No one is allowed to enter without the permission of the Almighty Allah or the one who is a truthfully a servant of the Almighty Allah. No harm or evil can touch it while it is in the heart. Ah.
I beseech you by your glory and honor, by your supremely high attributes, and by your names, to cause me to utilize my time day and night in your remembrance by engaging myself in serving you, and to let my deeds be acceptable to you, so much so that all my actions and offerings may be transformed into one continuous and sustained effort, and my life may take the form of constant and perpetual service to you, O my Master, O you upon whom I rely, O you unto whom I express my distress.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, we said that when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the heart is the sanctuary and haram of the Almighty Allah, this reference to the heart in this narration as sanctuary is very precise. It is of utmost significance. It is due to this very reason that the truthful ones of the servants of the Almighty Allah wholly dedicate their love to Allah, such that they never associate his love with any other love, whatever it may be, unless if it is in extension to the love of Allah, unless it does not negate the love of Allah. They take one more step. They do not love anything other than the Almighty Allah. In the prayer that we will mention, we can sense the order of love and truthfulness, insincerity in the love of Allah. This is the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. O my master, towards you is my desire, to you is my fear, and towards you is my aspiration. My hope has driven me to you, and unto you, O the one, I have placed my determination, and on what you possess, I have unfolded my wish. Imam Zainul Abidin, out of this sincerity, the trueness of sincerity continues, for you are my greatest hope and fear. With you, my love has become accustomed, and to you, I have surrendered myself. Imam continues, O my Lord, my heart is living with your remembrance. This is the living thing. This is the most important organ of the truthful servants of the Almighty Allah. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank
you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Close to you throughout my life. This is IRIB English Radio. Iranian news, Iranian culture, Iranian voice. www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. And in this program, we try to answer your questions, queries, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University, Qom. Assalamu alaikum.